Imperium Latin on the scenes, Cicero, 58. Curta causa restat. He's talking about death here. A curta means a fourth. Causa is a cause, or here it actually means an argument. And restat here, resto restare, means to remain, or there rests a fourth cause, or a fourth argument remains. Quae, which, that's feminine because of causa. And then the verb is videtur, from vide, or to seem, which seems maxime angere. Now, angere here means to cause pain. That's an infinitive. Maxime means in the most possible way, the cause the greatest pain. That's a superlative adverb. Atque, and habere, to have, or here it means to keep. Nostram aetatem solicitam. Aetas aetatis means age, or possibly age group. So let's say nostram aetatem. Nostram means our age group. Solicitam. Solicitus, the adjective, means worried. So to keep our age group worried. It causes our age group the most pain, and it keeps it worried. The apropinquatio mortis. Apropinquatio is nominative here. It means the approach, mortis, genitive, of death. Quae, which, that's feminine because apropinquatio is feminine. Which certes, certainly, non potest, from possum, it means it cannot, esse, be, longe, that's an adverb meaning far away. A senectute, a plus the ablative, from old age. So it's the approach of death, which certainly cannot be far away from old age. O miserum senem. Now this O here is going with an accusative, miserum senem, sort of accusative of exclamation, if you like. Senem is from senex, meaning old man. So something like, oh, miserable old man. Now, what a poor old man. Qui, going with non viderit at the end. Who, now viderit is from, obviously from videro. It's either future perfect or it's perfect subjunctive. Frankly, it's not going to affect how you translate it one iota either way. In English, we can just say who does not see. We can actually translate it as present. You could say who may not have seen if you want. That's up to you. What a poor old man who does not see. Mortem, accusative, and then esse, infinitive. This is one of Cicero's very common indirect statements. That death is. And then contemnendam, that's a gerundive from contemno, meaning to despise. Remember, a gerundive is an adjective. It's passive and implies obligation. So it means to be despised. Who doesn't see that death is to be despised in tam longa aetate. Tam there means so, longa ablative, going with aetate ablative. In so long a life. We've had aetate already. We had it on the in the first bit of this passage. What a poor old man who doesn't see that death is to be despised in such a long life. Quae, which, probably referring back to death, because mors mortis is feminine and quae is feminine. Notice we've got an out and we've got another out coming. So out means either or. Which either est is. Plane is an adverb meaning plainly. Negligenda is another gerundive. To be neglected or to be ignored. Doesn't matter which. Either plainly is to be ignored. See if. Omnino extinguit animum. Extinguo, just what, well, it's the same word in English. It extinguishes animum. Well, the animus, its spirit, its soul, its life, its anything really. You could, let's say it, if it completely extinguishes the soul. Omino, by the way, I said it completely. It's an adverb. That's fairly simple. If it completely extinguishes life, or if it completely extinguishes the soul, it should be ignored. Aut etiam optanda, or opted for. Now, opto optare means to long for or desire. Etiam means even. And notice that optanda is another gerundive like negligenda. So, or it is even to be longed for, see, if deducit eum aliquo. Now, deduco is to do with leading away. And eum looks masculine because it refers to animum, which is masculine. And we can translate eum as id, sorry, as it in English. If it takes it away, aliquo is an adverb meaning to some place. So it can even be longed for if it takes the soul away to some place, ubi sit futuros aeternos. Ubi where, sit is the present subjunctive of sum, it means where there may be a future eternal, whatever this means. It must mean an eternal future, mustn't it? That's what it means. If it takes it away somewhere where there may be an eternal future. Atque tertium certe nihil invenire potest. He's saying you either neglect it or you long for it. Atque and tertium, a third thing. Take this, there's no third possibility. A third thing, certe, certainly. Now we take nihil with tertium, so a third thing, nothing, or no third argument is what it means. Potest, can. Inveniri is a present passive infinitive. Invenio means to find, so it means it cannot be found. So, and nothing third certainly can be found means, and you certainly can't find a third argument.